From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Late last night, top House Republicans released a slate of revisions to the replacement for Obamacare. The GOP leaders hope their changes will draw more support to their health care bill, which has been sharply criticized by members of both parties. Joining us from the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia is our Dan Gorenstein. So, Dan, what changes are you seeing here?
Well, first, you've got the tax credits. The House bill gives the Senate the option to give Americans from age 50 to 64 more generous federal support to help cover the cost of insurance premiums. The question is, how much bigger will these credits get? The left-leaning Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimates they'd have to be around $13,000 by 2026. These amendments will also end most of the Obamacare tax credits a year sooner.
Then there are a number of changes to Medicaid, the program for low-income Americans, kids, seniors, people with disabilities. What do you know about that?
For decades, conservatives have wanted to shrink the size of Medicaid, David, and this legislation cuts funding to states by nearly $1 trillion over the first decade. Last night's amendment appears to give states more flexibility to run their programs how they want by offering them the option to get a lump sum of money from the federal government. That's called a block grant. The thing here is this would also mean fewer dollars from Washington. Another amendment giving states the choice to put in place work requirements for some people on Medicaid. Now, lots of people on Medicaid who can work already do work. 78% are in families with at least one worker. I've been talking to conservatives about this. Even if the work requirements don't impact many people, they believe the principle that you should be doing something to get yourself off Medicaid matters.
Now, Dan, you follow this closely. There's a vote in the House expected, I think, Thursday night. Any sense which way this goes?
Well, look, almost immediately we started seeing critical comments. Reportedly, about 20 members of the Freedom Caucus, some of the most conservative people in the House, are just not happy. If these folks hold firm, and they do tend to be the idealists, then this bill's going to struggle.
All right. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein, thank you.
Thank you, David.